Thank you. Thank you. That was LCD Sound System with Call the Police, a track off their latest album, American Dream. Before that was the Fratellis with Baby Don't You Lie to Me. And before that was the B-52s, obviously, with Rock Lobster. There's a great cover version that I can't play on the radio, because mostly just because it's messy, because you can only find it on YouTube. It's a recording of a live... it's a live recording from Sleater-Kinney, featuring Fred Armisen. Excuse me. Featuring Fred Armisen covering Rock Lobster. That is fabulous. And they've got this really weird lighting in the back that is doing the crazy stuff. And Fred is like dressed like Fred Schneider. It is amazing. It's a great cover. Go listen to it now. I really wanted to play it, but the audio is just a little too messy that I can't really do it. I'm still stuck on this Bill and Ted thing, on rebooting Bill and Ted. I think it's a bad idea, but it is really fun to think of how it would be different, and most of the differences are terrible, I think. Bill and Ted with phones is a bad idea, and I think in the hands of I mean, it could be fine. In the hands of a really good director, you could probably pull something off, but it's also kind of unnecessary, right? In the hands of a good director, they could do it, but I feel like in the hands of most directors, it would just end up being like, oh, look, it's funny, aren't teenagers on their phones all the time? And hey, look, they're in history, and oh, I think it'd just be bad, and they'd just be stupid. They'd play up the stupid thing or turn into a stoner comedy. But it's fun to think about some of the other changes. I'd much rather Bill and Ted, seeing them grown up, seeing Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter as the middle-aged men they are, being like, hey, weren't we supposed to like save the world or something? I feel like that's so funny. I feel like that's great. And again, I want Keanu to be happy. What was the last happy role Keanu Reeves really had? Let's look at this. He was most certainly not happy in John Wick. I'll tell you that much. He's great in John Wick. Not happy in it. All right. Okay. I'm trying to look at this. Siberia, Replicas. Granted, I do not know most of these films. But let's try to find one that I know that is happy. Okay. He was in the Key and Peele movie Keanu. I wonder why. My sister is saying that his last happy movie was Much Ado, which was, what, 98, right? Much Ado About Nothing. And he wasn't happy in that. He was, is it Don John in that movie? Much Ado About... Much Ado... Give me the character's name, Jessica. Whatever, he's the villain, right? He's not a happy person in that. He's in the Animatrix. Played John Constantine. He's in that Day the Earth Stood Still remake. He's in 47 Ronin. What is... The Matrix. I can't see... Speed. Okay, Don... okay, Little Buddha. Wow, Much Ado was 93, Jessica. It was 93, and listeners, of course. It was 93. I'm texting my sister while I'm doing this. So 93 was Much Ado, where he was playing, oh, I'm Keanu. And then right after that, he did Little Buddha, where I think he's, I don't want to say he's happy, but I guess he's enlightened. Like, so... I think that's good. No, The Lake House was not a happy movie for Keanu. He's depressed the whole time, and he's separated from the woman he loves. And then Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey in 91. And before that was Point Break. Like, he can't catch... I want him to play a happy character. I want him to get some range, all right? Because I think he's actually a good actor, but, you know, he just needs a little push. Little push. And I think playing Ted Theodore Logan would really... really help with that. Cool, friends. Let us do. No, Speed is not a happy movie either. Speed is Speed's another I'm Keanu action movie. And yeah, so the idea of The Lake House, for those of you who've never seen The Lake House, the idea is Keanu Reeves moves into this lake house and starts putting letters in, or starts getting letters in this mailbox from a woman who lived in the lake house years ago, and they start communicating by putting letters in the mailbox, and they each get them. So it's like the mailbox is like a connection through time, and they like fall in love. I don't know how it ends, but they fall in love through these letters that they send to each other, even though they're both living in the lake house across time. It's kind of a cool concept. It's a little Black Mirror-y. Go watch Black Mirror season 4. It's actually very good. Phones are bad is the idea of Black Mirror, but season 4 actually does it very well. The rest of it doesn't. My sister says that the lake house is lame. It is lame. It was also the first run movie to premiere at the Somerville Theater. Not premiere, to show at the Somerville Theater. Yay. I am stalling because I am leaving in 10 minutes to go to a class. Sorry, we're ending a little early. But I already missed a class today, so I really shouldn't miss more of another one. So we are going to play this one Weezer song, maybe another song, and then we're going to sign off. So here we go, friends.
Welcome to the first level literati. Our mission is to keep the tradition alive. It's up to us. It's our responsibility. Who else is going to do it?
There we go. Those are two Weezer tracks for you. British are coming off of their 2014 album, and Knockdown Dragout from the Green album, I think. Punk-ass redcoats trying to run the show, trying to tell me what to do and where to go. I love that so much. Love that line. I'm going to leave you with a song. It's been kind of a hard week, so a little positive. And also, I need to fill a Blondie quota. So here we go. Thank you for listening. This has been 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. My name has been Zach Going. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Please tune in. It's great. Thank you all so much. It's been amazing, as always. Here we go with some Blondie. Catch you later.
I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
You heard it here first. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio Station. My name is Haley. You just heard Africa by Toto. Excellent song. You're listening to Almost Friday. It is 1:59 p.m. now. A whole minute has passed. Isn't it amazing how time works? It has been a long week, and I am so happy to be here, because when I'm here, it means my week is almost over, and I get to get caught up on work and do things other than classes and running around and interviews and craziness. So I'm thrilled. I'm going to get started my playlist just about now, and let's listen to a PSA and then slide on into the music. I'll talk a little about it as I go, but for now, I'm just going to start playing it, because it's some good stuff. So if you like good stuff, stay tuned. Thank you to Zach for playing, for hanging out at the end of the last show. He had to leave a little early, but, you know, it's okay.